That was the Undercover Dream Lovers with Get to You. And Justice before that with One Night, All Night, featuring Tame Impala. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here's Bonobo with the tune Rosewood from Fragments.
I'm
Heard Agoria with Teardrops, the Nick Morgan remix. Before that, Wallace with Tokyo Street from Red, Yellow, Black. And coming up right now, I have Cubicolor with the tune Cowboy, the 16BL remix from Sometime Not Now Remixed. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. That was Nils Hoffman with Nightflower. And before this, we had Kantos and Hamza with the tune Return to the Feelings, the dub mix. And coming up now, I have Ryan Martin with the tune Awakening Skies, the Indie Elephant remix. This is from Artists to Die For, expanded and remixed. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You should be able to see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
We'll fall. gardes ton calme, tu perds le fil. Mille et une fables, ton âme est riche. Regarde en haut, t'es un touriste. Un peu d'étoile, un peu de plastique. La mer est calme, et dans un bar, il y a de la musique. Regarde le dessin.
This is Vanity Project with The Churn, the RSS Disco Lifetime Value Mix. And before this, we heard DOP with Regard Ledesen. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Currently listening to Rari with the tune Steady State, the MG remix. Sea of Ash before this with Make Room, the Ivory remix. That's about it for me for today. I'm DJ Firefly. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
Hello and welcome to the David Pakman Show. I am producer Pat Ford filling in for David today. In fact, David is turning 40 today, so he is spending some time with the family, doing a little vacation. So everyone make sure to reach out to David and wish him a very happy birthday. A little programming note, Luke Beasley is going to be hosting the show on Monday, and then David will be back on Tuesday. So let's get into some stories. There is this new Reuters Ipsos poll that shows that President Joe Biden's approval rating is sitting at a dismal 38% right now. Now, this particular poll had Biden at 40% approval back in December of 2023, so that shows that he has dropped another 2 points in the month of January. President Biden, as we know, enjoyed very high approval numbers at the start of his presidency, high 50s, low 60s, depending on the poll. Of course, that was around the time that voters were very, very aware and focused on Trump's bogus voter fraud claims and the attempted coup against the country, which combined with a general sentiment that the country feels often, which is that we should give new presidents a chance. And that all contributed to Joe Biden's high poll numbers back then. However, ever since, Biden has been dealing with declining approval ratings. It's been below 50% on average ever since August 2021, which obviously is raising apprehensions within the Democratic Party regarding his reelection prospects in November. The poll asked voters about some specific issues as well, highlighting a notable uptick in concern about immigration. Many of these polls find that America views immigration as the number one issue in the country right now. 17% of respondents in this particular poll marked it as the most significant issue facing the United States. This represents an increase from 11% back in December, and it has been the primary concern for Republicans, surpassing worries about the economy. Now, despite the heightened concern about immigration, the economy retains its position as the foremost worry among Americans in this particular Reuters poll, with 22% of respondents expressing anxiety. This economic unease is linked to challenges such as inflation, lingering effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many other things. And even 47% of Democrats right now feel that America is on the wrong track. So when we look at all these numbers, it's obviously frustrating. You have to wonder how many of these respondents who say that they disapprove of Biden's job performance and they're very concerned about the border and inflation, how many of those people know that Biden and Democrats actually had a tentative deal in place with Republicans to do something that was, by all accounts, pretty drastic on the topic of immigration, until Donald Trump killed the bill because he wanted to keep it as an issue that he could campaign on. You also have to wonder how many of these respondents who said that they don't like Biden and they're concerned about the economy, how many of those respondents realize that there are plenty of other economic indicators that show that the economy is actually doing relatively strong. Surely inflation has been a concern over the past couple of years, but it has been under control now for many months. And we also know that Biden really isn't the person to blame when it comes to inflation. We should be pointing the finger at corporate greed, reluctance from the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates during the pandemic. Even Trump's trade war contributed to inflation in this country, and inflation was something that was going on all around the world, so it doesn't really make all that much sense to say that Joe Biden is the reason for it. But I get it, people are often ignorant of these details, and the president tends to get the blame when it comes to economic struggles, even when it's undeserved. At this point, we have 9 months to turn these numbers around. Some people are saying that we need to switch out Biden for a different candidate. I don't believe that's going to happen, especially with voting already underway. He almost certainly will be the nominee unless he drops out over a health issue or something like that. I don't see that happening. I should also mention how Biden is doing in the aggregate polling. So we're not just looking at one particular poll and cherry picking, but the aggregate polling actually does paint a similar picture. 538 shows 39.3% support for Biden with 54%. 39.3% support for Biden. Yes, that's